We now bring to these microphones David James for our weekly conversation focusing on an issue that we must have a biblical understanding of. This time we're going to be discussing the Blessed Hope Prophecy Forum that's taking place out in Oklahoma. David, this weekend the Prophecy Watchers Ministry is holding its first annual Blessed Hope Prophecy Forum, and it seems that this is a large enough event that we should bring it to the attention of our listeners, along with some concerns that we have.
Well, that's right. It is going to be a large conference. They've rented out the Embassy Suites Hotel there in Norman, Oklahoma, and they have 33 speakers scheduled. I think it's something like 70 messages that they're advertising, and of course, focusing on the Blessed Hope, which is something that is important for all those who are interested in prophecy. And, you know, we're always thankful when attention is brought to a dispensational understanding of the Scriptures. And there are also some concerns, so I think it's a good thing that we are talking about it.
And since the title of the conference is the Blessed Hope Prophecy Forum, you know, it might be real good, David, if we'll first explain for our listeners what is meant by the term Blessed Hope in relations to Bible prophecy.
Well, that is a good question. Actually, the term and the phrase Blessed Hope comes from the book of Titus, chapter 2, beginning in verse 11. Paul writes this: "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed." We would understand that that is a reference to the rapture of the church. Paul also refers to that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, where he talks about the Lord himself descending from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and the trumpet of God, and the dead will rise first, and we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And the reason Paul refers to it as the blessed hope, I believe, is because it precedes the seven-year tribulation period upon the earth, Daniel's 70th week, where God will rain down judgment upon the earth for a seven-year period, and it will be judgment such as the world has never seen. And we know that the church will be spared that judgment. So that is our blessed hope, one, to be with our Savior forever, but also to be spared the judgments that are coming upon the earth.
David, as you mentioned, there are a lot of prophecy teachers who will be speaking at this conference, and you and I both personally know, or at least are familiar with, a number of them who are solid in their theology, their eschatology, and the teachings and writings on Bible prophecy, who we can trust, and people can trust them.
Well, that's right. And on the website, they list all of the topics that will be spoken of, and our listeners may be familiar with them. And there are really some good topics. For example, Mark Hitchcock will be speaking on one topic is Russia Rising, and another one is the title is Your Final Exam, The Judgment Seat of Christ. Tommy Ice, who's a good friend, Israel's Divine and Legal Right to the Land, as well as another message, The Biblical Necessity of a Pre-Trib Rapture. Andy Woods, he's speaking on the last days apostasy, and then why should Christians support Israel. Randall Price, who is a well-known archaeologist, is speaking on the Dead Sea Scrolls, one on the search for the Dead Sea Scrolls, and another prophecy in the Dead Sea Scrolls. Ron Rhodes is speaking on end time supertrends. So these are really important topics that they're dealing with, the role of Israel, the role of prophecy, men of God who handle the word properly. And so this is really an encouraging aspect of this particular Blessed Hope Prophecy Forum.
Well, on the other hand, however, we've got to look over the entire list of speakers, and some I'm not familiar with, maybe you are, but some are of great concern because they are responsible for bringing a lot of confusion into the church with their theories and their teachings.
Well, that's true, and that's one of the main reasons why, as you and I were thinking about topics that we would speak on each week, we decided that this would be a good issue to talk about, precisely because of some of these men who are joining these other men who we would trust. There are some men we definitely would not trust, and we've talked about on this program a number of times, bringing in issues that have to do with the UFO, Nephilim, eschatology, people who do a lot of speculation, too tightly try to tie current events to prophecy and say this is that. And so they are bringing a lot of confusion in the church. And so you have good teaching mixed with error, I would say.
You know, David, I think it's important for our listeners to know who some of these men that we're concerned about, who they are and what they're speaking about. And a number of them are teachers that we've discussed right here on this program before.
Well, we could start off with the two that are hosting the program, Gary Stearman, who is now involved, as you said, with the Prophecy Watchers Ministry. He, along with Thomas Horn, both of these men do support the theory of UFO visitations. Thomas Horn has also written the book Petrus Romanus, which I've got an article on my website, biblicalintegrity.org. When it came out, I dealt with that because he gets into the prophecies of a medieval Catholic monk and treats them as true, gets into pagan philosophies and mythologies and treats those as true to support his theory. And as far as this conference goes, he's speaking on giants, saboteurs, and the secret destiny of America. So he is one who holds to the UFO Nephilim eschatology. L.A. Marzulli is probably the front man and leading the way on this UFO Nephilim eschatology. One of his messages entitled, In Their Own Words, the UFO Abduction Phenomenon. So he's going to be presenting to these dear people who are there to listen to about Bible prophecy. He's going to be presenting the testimony of people who claim to be abducted by UFOs. He's also got a new video series out on Fatima, a miracle of the sun. Back in 1917, there were three children in Portugal who claimed to have seen an apparition of the Virgin Mary, according to Catholic theology, and he claims that this was a UFO appearance. You have Derek Gilbert, who seems to be fairly well-known in some circles. One of his titles is Charting the Uttermost North, Why Gog of Magog Won't Be Human. Now, I don't know yet whether he's talking about a Nephilim or whether he's talking about some transhuman being, which would be a mixture of a machine and human, but he's also dealing with this issue of the ET, in other words, the extraterrestrial disclosure. Josh Peck, he's speaking on the UFO-Israel connection, and then there's a whole discussion between Stearman, Marzulli, Horn, and another man on the Nephilim. So these are very serious issues.
You know, there's one speaker you did not mention, Jonathan Kahn. And I know that you've spent a lot of time dealing with his teachings because he wrote the number one Christian book in 2012, to which you responded with a book-length critique. And David, I understand that he has just recently published another book. Talk to me about that.
Well, that's right. Last month, he published his latest book called The Paradigm, which actually builds, this is Jonathan Kahn, building upon some of the things that he laid out in The Harbinger, which, as you noted, was the number one Christian book of 2012, and then followed up by The Mystery of the Shemitah. And I responded to both of those books. The Paradigm tends to follow the idea that God has laid out a blueprint in the Old Testament and that he's following it precisely, and it's playing out in America again. And to give people an idea of where this book is already in just a month, it's the number one book in the Kindle store under prophecies and the number two in all Christian books and Bibles under theology under the topic of prophecy. So it's a rising book that seems to be on a fast trajectory. And let me just give you a couple of questions that he raises in the beginning of the book to show where this is going. He says, Is it possible that there exists a master blueprint that lies behind the events of the modern world? Is it possible that this blueprint originated in ancient times and yet reveals the events of the 21st century? So in this way, he's trying to show that God established things, even time frames and specific people in the Old Testament, and that that is playing out in America again. Now, he does not hold to replacement theology, which we recently discussed, but he holds to what I have called a parallel theology, in which he's bringing America into prophecy and showing how that is paralleling the Old Testament and what happened in Israel. And another question he asks is this: could this mystery reveal not only the events of the modern world, but the timing of those events, revealing the year when an event is to take place, and in some cases, pinpointing the exact date, and at least one case, even the exact hour? Now, I haven't read the book in its entirety yet, but I'm working on it. And one of the big issues, he ties King Ahab in the Old Testament to Bill Clinton and his wife Jezebel to Hillary Clinton, and shows timings that are connected. So this seems that it could be a very serious problem, maybe even as bigger than the Harbinger.
And it sounds to me like another discussion for us here on Prophecy Today. I need to get a copy of the book. You need to finish reading it, and we need to discuss it for sure. David, we understand that choosing which conference to speak at is a philosophy of ministry question. And we do have to make some very important decisions. Now, we generally don't go after and criticize strongly those decisions by good men. However, I do think we need to be careful because of the confusion that it can cause.
Right. Well, we need to be careful both in terms of the conferences that we choose to speak at and also the ones we choose to go to. And here's the problem. If you appear on the same platform with a false teacher, someone who's mishandling the Word of God, if you're the next message or the message preceding that, people are going to assume that all the men who are speaking are in general agreement into the approach to the Scriptures. And so, wittingly or unwittingly, you're lending your endorsement. And if you're speaking from the Bible and somebody else is speaking in a sensational way and drawing in other things, people are going to be attracted to that sensationalist more than they are the solid Bible teacher, and so you're actually giving credence and a platform. So I just would caution our dear friends in ministry and those who would go to these conferences, please be very careful. Make sure you understand and be very discerning as you listen to these and as you make decisions about who you're going to appear with.
And just one other thought. Mark Hitchcock is talking about the judgment seat of Christ. I hope all of these who are true Bible teachers, solid men in the Word of God, are thinking about that as well, as each and every one of us should every day understand we'll stand before Jesus Christ probably very soon now, right after the rapture of the church. David, very important information. Thank you for going in and get the resource material out so we could discuss it intelligently. And I'm suggesting to friends who've heard it, they may want some of their friends to hear this as well. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to the place where you can listen to this conversation again, or for the first time, Prophecy Today Radio Network. David, thank you. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Jimmy. Always good to be with you.